I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Budget cuts have left music education virtually absent from many of New Mexico's public schools. Fortunately, local nonprofits have been working imaginatively for years to offer effective musical experiences to young people. This summer, for instance, the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival continues its series of free concerts for kids and families. And with me is the festival's artistic director, Mark Nykrug. Mark, great to have you here.
Thanks, Spencer.
The thing that impresses me about these concerts is that you're sharing music from the festival's regular programming. This is not music for kids programming.
No. The thought was always use the musicians that are there, have them play what they're playing in the festival. I've always had a very strong belief that you should never, ever compromise on quality for children. They're the ones that need to have that first experience of hearing something played magnificently by great musicians, because that's what makes an impact.
I know that you've had a lot of experience over the years with youth concerts. What to you, Mark, constitutes a good youth concert?
A good youth concert is really dependent a lot on who is presenting it. And so each week, when I'll have 10, 15, 20 musicians around, I look for the ones who have kids. And I know that they will be able to relate better to a hall full of kids. So there is some contact from the stage to the kids, which makes them feel like somebody's speaking to them who knows how to speak to them, how to bring up stuff about their instruments or tell funny stories or show them sounds that can be made that gets the kids curious and engaged. And then we're pretty careful about how long any of the music is. There should be plenty of it, but in bits. And talk to them about it before and after and let them ask questions. For instance, our second concert, which I'm very keen to go to with my grandson, is three percussionists with lots of instruments on the stage. That always works because kids love, you know, hitting anything that makes a noise. And I'm quite certain that when the concert is finished, all those kids will come up on the stage.
As I said, these concerts are free.
Absolutely.
Where does that funding come from?
From us. I've always had something that I tell our board members who were very successful business people. I always try and explain to them what a nonprofit is. I say, we are in the business of losing money. We get a certain amount of money in, but we need to lose all of it by the time our fiscal year is over, and we lose the money in the best possible way for the community. And it needs to be in the form of arts education, at least in music, which is what we do, that's so lacking.
You could also say to those board members that you are cultivating new audience.
This is also very true because people have always said to me, Mark, aren't you afraid that the audiences are getting older and older and they're all going to die and there's not going to be any more and then you won't have concerts anymore? And I've heard that for decades. And what happens is actually we have the same age group, you know, that right. We had 50 years ago. So I am assuming that classical music as we present it is something more for 50 and 60-year-olds than it is for teenagers. Right. But those 50 and 60-year-olds seem to always tell me that they remember their parents taking them when they were teenagers or when they were 10 and have come back to it. So, yes, it develops an audience, but it's also one of the birthrights of being a human being is that you have centuries of culture that is free. And it's part of our being alive, and it needs to be there.
Kids need access.
Absolutely. They don't know unless they're exposed to it.
These concerts are part of a much larger year-round education program that the festival established years ago.
Well, the festival takes place over 6 weeks in the summer, which means that there are 46 weeks where we're not putting on the festival. And I have always felt very strongly that it's our responsibility to the community to be doing something during those 46 weeks. Because of that, we've developed a very extensive, thought-through program for music education in the public schools. We started by sending out a letter to all of the schools explaining that we were going to do these programs. And in the beginning, I believe we started with six schools.
These are elementary schools?
Elementary schools. Hmm. That has since expanded, and I believe we're now in eight or nine, but we go several times a year. We actually train the teachers. We present materials, written and discs, that they can use to prepare the students for several weeks before we get there. And then we come to do a concert that presents a lot of the materials the kids have been studying.
Great.
That has expanded to preschool. So we now see 600 three, four, five-year-olds. What do they call them? Head Starts. And some of the other elementary schools have added pre-K. In addition to that, we have a violin program. So we're very aggressive in our musical education outreach. Part of that obviously then becomes the summer, where the pros are we have 100 great musicians coming. The cons are there's no school in session. So we work with some of the summer camps. I believe our last youth concert coincides with school starting again, so we get a lot of kids from school at that point. And we do our best to fill up the place.
So you don't just wait for the kids to come. You go out and look for the kids and invite them.
We hire buses. We do whatever we can to get as many kids in there as possible.
Right. By the way, I should mention something very exciting happened for you this spring. You were named one of the recipients this year of the New Mexico Governor's Award for the Arts. Congratulations, Mark. What does
Thank
that mean
Spencer.
To you?
It means a lot because it's the New Mexico governor, the place that is truly my home, that I love more than anywhere else on earth.
Artistic director Mark Nykrug has been talking about the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival's free, hour-long youth concerts, four consecutive Mondays at 10 a.m. starting on July 15th at the New Mexico Museum of Art. Mark, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.